Thank you for calling Apex Health. My name is Destiny. I'll be happy to assist you in processing your order.
I didn't get your name, please.
My name is Destiny.
Okay.
And I'll be happy to assist you in processing your order today. Are you calling to order the Aloe Apex?
And the Alive?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Do you carry the Alive also?
You said the
Alive.
Yes, ma'am, the Alive again.
Yeah, you have that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I would like to order the Aloe Apex and the Alive.
Okay, so how many of the Apex would you like?
How do they come in packages or what?
Okay, so do you want one, two, or three?
They come individually?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. Well, what would the price of three be?
Three for the Aloe Apex?
Uh-huh.
So you want three of each? Or?
Wait, I don't know. I don't know how they come. You say it's one, two, three.
Right.
And they come in packages.
Correct. You can pick however many you want.
So if I order one package, three in that pack.
Okay, so for three of the Aloe Apex, that would be... Oh, one moment. It would be $89.85 for three of the Aloe Apex.
Okay. Well, I think I better put it down to two because I would like the Alive again, too. How much is the Alive again?
Okay, just hold on one moment.
Okay.
Just hold on one moment.
Okay.
Okay, so the Alive again is $40.45.
$45 for one ball?
Correct. That's without shipping.
Oh. That without shipping?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, well, give me two of the APEC, Aloe APEC, and give me a ball of Alive.
Okay.
And tell me the total.
Okay, just one moment.
Sure.
Okay, so do you want two of the Aloe Apex?
Yes.
Okay, so do you want it to be auto ship or you just want it one time?
No, one time. Because if I don't like it, I won't order it again.
Okay. And you want one of the Alive again, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so there was two Alo Apex, one Alive again, and that total would be $140, and you saved $20.
Okay. Now, where are you all located? What state?
I'm in Kansas.
In Kansas? Mm-hmm. Okay, could I have this shipped overnight?
Let's see, just one moment.
Okay.
Okay, so it wouldn't allow me to change the shipping.
Pardon me?
It wouldn't allow me to change the shipping.
Oh. So it'll take about 5 days before it gets here?
Yes, ma'am.
Everywhere I order different things from, they always let me do an overnight thing. And this is strange that you all won't do an overnight thing.
Okay, well, just bear with me one moment. Let me check. It's
well,
not giving me the option
you.
Here.
I'm going to be paying for it myself for the overnight.
It's not allow me to give an overnight shipping.
And I would be the one paying for the overnight, you know.
Correct, I do understand.
Well, I don't know if I want to wait 5 days before I get here, 5 or 6 days before I get
yes,
here.
Yes, ma'am. So we're not able to do the overnight. It takes 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, I'm going to do it this time, but I don't know if I would order again from you all because I don't understand if the person's going to pay themselves, pay for the overnight shipping, why it cannot be done like that. On other things that I order from Duff Kaufman on his shows and everything, and then every time I order something, I can get it overnight. But I'm going to do it this time, but I don't think I would do it anymore since I can't get it like I would like for it to be.
Well, I do apologize about that, but
okay.
It doesn't give us the option for overnight. Okay,
okay.
Okay, so you saved $20, so that subtotal is $104. Is that fine with you?
The total is $104?
Yes, ma'am.
I guess it'll be all right because, like I said, I wanted it sooner, but anyway, I'll take that. 104, and let
it's
me give you the debit card number. 104.90, okay.
Okay, well, may
right,
I have your first and last name? Will you spell your first
right,
name for
my
me?
First, I sure will. My first name is Ernestine, E-R-N-E-S-T-I-N-E, Coleman, the last name, C-O-L-E-M-A-N.
Okay, and I have your address. Will you spell your address out for me?
All right. It's 2904 Ybor Street. It's spelled with a Y, but pronounced Ybor. Y-B-O-R Street. Tampa, Florida.
1 moment. Just bear with me.
Okay, dear.
And that's C-A-M-P-E-R, right?
Say that again.
C-A-M-P-E-R.
What's that? What's the C-A-M-P-E-R?
The city. The city.
I didn't understand.
Is the city T-A-M-P-E-R?
No. The city is Tampa, Florida.
Correct. I was spelling it out. Is it T-A-M-P-E-R?
No, T-A-M-P-A.
Oh, P-A, okay. And my house has a zip code.
33605.
And may I have your phone number?
Area code 813-247-1607.
Will you spell that email for me?
Will I spell what?
Will you spell your email for me?
I don't have email.
Okay, just one moment. Okay, you can go ahead with that card number.
Okay. 4262072217452222.
And the expiration date?
May 23.
And that CVC?
Say that again.
The three numbers on the back of the card.
951.
Okay, so I want to repeat the address again. That was 2904 YDOR Street.
Yes.
Tampa, Florida.
Street. Uh-huh. Tampa, Florida.
That was YD for Dorothy, right?
YB for boy.
Oh, B for boy. Okay, I do apologize about that. Okay, so Tampa, Florida. The zip code is 33605. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and process that order for you. Just bear with me. Just one moment.
Sure.
And I'm still here. Just one moment. And I'm still here, just one moment.
Okay.
When I asked the Episcopal Bishop of my area what was the greatest problem facing families responded, "I think the lucid marriage in at least 90% of our homes." The bishop gave me a straightforward answer, untainted with excuses or justification. He could well have said, "You know, we really can't tell."
And I'm still here. Just bear with me one moment.
It's not going through.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Just bear with me. Okay, so it's saying that we're unable to process. Just hold one moment.
Okay, wait a minute. They may want the post office, they may want the address of the card. I gave you the address of my home. So put this in.
Okay, just one moment. So is it going to the same? Okay,
this would be going to my post office box. I have a post office box and also a street address.
Okay, so you want it to be shipped to the Yorbor Street?
Well, it can. It can be either way. If it's going it's probably going to go.
If you want it shipped to a different place, then I can put it in a different.
Well, that would be at my post office box. Then I would have to pick it up from there. But
okay,
I'm saying,
okay, so which one is the billing address? The post office box?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm asking, do you want it to be shipped to the Yorbor Street? You want it shipped there?
I would like for it to be shipped here, but most of the time when I use my card, they ask for the address of the card, the post office card. I mean,
right.
my credit card.
Okay, well, I can put it in for it to be shipped to that address, but I'm going to put in the, I would need
post
that billing as well. Correct.
Okay.
Just bear with me
all
one
right.
moment.
Okay.
Okay, so what's the billing address?
75911 Tampa, Florida. 33675.
And that's the post office, right?
Yes, that's the post office.
And what was that zip code again?
33-7-5.
Okay. Okay, so when I will have to re-enter the card again. May I have the card number again?
Okay. 4-2-6-2-0-7-6-2-2-1-7-4-5-2-2-2.
In the expiration date?
May 23-9-5-1.
Mm-hmm. And that was P.O. Box
75911-1-1.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now we're seeing that the billing zip code. Okay, what was the zip code again for the post office?
33675.
Okay, 33675.
Yes.
Okay, just hold one moment. Okay, so that order did go through, and I do have an order number to provide to you as well.
All right, give it to me, please.
Okay, that would be 170.
170.
83.
Okay. 83.
Yes, ma'am.
17083.
That's correct.
All right. Thank you so very much.
Okay, and thank you for calling Apex Health, and you have a great day.
And you likewise.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.